Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Welcome back to the show. Junks live on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington, presented by Crop Metcalf, the official heating and cooling company of the Junks. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Visit cropmetcalf.com. You can join their team today.
So, you know, this is obviously U.S. Open week. And Valdez and Drabby, you guys all had your little golf outing yesterday, so you got golf on the brain a little bit.
I always have golf on the brain.
I know that I think you'll be interested in some of these anecdotes I was listening to yesterday. Hank Haney, my guy, was kind of going over 2008 leading up to Tiger's big victory at Torrey Pines, remember? When he got into a playoff, it was like an 18-hole playoff with Rocco Mediate, and ended up winning on the, he had the stress fractures and the torn ACL and everything, and nobody really quite knew how hurt he was. And then he went on that dry spell, right, where he didn't win for years after that.
Yeah,
I think that's correct.
Isn't it funny how he had a broken leg during the tournament, ended up winning the U.S. Open that year, and now he's got another broken leg. And they're playing the U.S. Open at the same course.
I know. So Haney had some anecdotes about it yesterday, and I thought I'd share them with you guys because I think you guys would get a kick out of it. We've been trying to call. Hank has been on the show a million times, but he's not, like, returning our calls anymore. So I don't know.
He ignores my texts.
Maybe he has a different number.
He's ghosting you, Valdez.
No, because on the iPhone, it says delivered and everything.
Ah.
So that means for sure.
He looks at it and he goes, Valdez.
Yeah. Right.
I don't want to do that dumb show.
This is Matt Valdez.
Well, you know, he had an issue where he got canceled, you know, because he was making those LPGA jokes. So maybe he just doesn't feel like doing media anymore. Who knows? But anyway, he was talking about leading up to the U.S. Open in 2008 when Tiger won, and how I can't remember how he finished at Augusta.
That year?
Yeah, that year.
He finished second that year.
He finished second.
Yeah.
But, The knee, I guess they had said for the last year or so, they had done an MRI maybe a year before, and they could tell that there was very little ACL left. Mm-hmm. It's just been, you know, grinding and grinding on him, and he'd been in a lot of pain. So eventually, he tells this long sort of drawn-out story of how Tiger agrees to allow them to give him another MRI prior to Torrey Pines. And they fly in these doctors, like one from like Utah or something. They have one from like Orlando. They sneak him into the clinic. He goes in the back door. You know, he does it under an assumed name. He's very secretive, obviously. Tiger doesn't want anybody to know that he's ailing. And they come over to spot there in Jupiter, and they sit down with him. And they explain what they've seen on the MRI. One guy, like, flies in from Utah. The other guy's, like, from Orlando. And Hank is also there at the meeting. And Tiger, he says, isn't even paying attention. Tiger's just sitting there. And these guys have gone out of their way. And so, you know, Hank always takes these little subtle shots at him. But they explain to him that your ACL's basically gone. And you have stress fractures all the way around it, I guess, from the ligaments or whatever's going on in there, the extra strain, you know, and basically the way to describe it to him, he needs to take like 6 weeks off, no weight bearing at all. He needs surgery. And then, you know, it's at least a 6-month rehab from that. And Hank's sitting there going, well, There goes the U.S. Open. There goes the British. There goes the PGA, which at the time was still, you know, the last major of the year.
Yeah.
And Tiger's just sitting there not paying attention at all. And then they start talking about, well, if you continue to play on it, I mean, nothing really worse can happen to your ACL. It's already shot. The stress fractures, I mean, maybe you could make them a little bit worse, but eventually their bones, they're going to heal. But, you know, it's just going to be a matter of pain tolerance. And we just can't imagine that you're going to be able to continue to play with this kind of pain. And yeah. He said, Tiger finally just looked up at him and said, I'm playing in the U.S. Open, and I'm going to win it.
And
then,
right.
And then they got up and they led, and Hank said, he just said to the doctors, all right, I guess
that's your answer. Yeah.
I guess we're playing, so thank you, whatever.
Yeah.
And he went out, and he said they went out and they hit balls, and he said it was a mess. I went out at Medalist or whatever, and they were hitting balls, and he said they played they didn't even play nine holes out in where he lived at Medalist. They flew out early, a couple days, and I think the name of the course was Big Canyon. You've ever heard of that? He said it's a good course, but you know, it's not Torrey Pines, but it's a good course.
Thought he's going to furiously search that right now.
I think it was called Big Canyon.
Okay.
And he said he played nine holes in a cart. They were just trying to see where he was. He said he shot like 38, 39. You know, wasn't good.
Right.
Then he played the next day, played another nine holes in a cart. He said he was hitting balls all over the place. No idea where it was going. In the cart. He said, we didn't keep score or anything, but I knew what he shot. He said he shot 45.
This place looks baller, by the way. Newport Beach looks bazillion.
So he was hacking it up.
He said he shot 38 for the first day, nine holes. The next day, he shot 45. Okay. He said, we're going to play the U.S. Open in like less than a week. And he can't crack 90 at Big Canyon.
He would have barely made out a foursome yesterday, fellas.
He said 45
at
Big Canyon. 45 at Big Canyon. Imagine Tiger Woods shooting 45 is like 50 at Torrey Pines. So he said, and then he played nine more holes. And I said to him, I said, well, let's just see if he can even walk. Let's see. So I'll ride the cart. And I'll drive right next to you. And if you can't, just hop on and you'll finish it, you know. He said he played nine more, and he shot like 38, 39 again. Better than the 45, but still, I mean, 38, 39 at Big Canyon.
Hank would have probably bet that he was going to miss the cut.
He said Steve Williams was texting me going, how's he looking? How's he looking? He goes, well, that's not good. He said, I didn't tell him he shot 45, but, you know, it's not looking very good. And they ended up, I guess, then playing nine holes of practice at Torrey. They played like the back nine, I think maybe on Monday or Tuesday. And then they played the front nine. So he said he played a total of whatever that is.
It was about five rounds.
Nine holes five times between the Masters and the U.S. Open. And he couldn't break 38. And yet he ended up winning the whole thing.
Yeah, I mean.
How's that
happen? That's why he's the greatest of all time.
How's that happen?
Well, and if you remember, after the U.S. Open, he obviously had the surgery and had all the rehab. He was out for 9 months, and then he came back in 2009, and he had a great year in 2009. He won the second tournament that he played in. That was the API, the Arnold Palmer. And then he won, I think he won four or five times that year.
When did he hit the fire hydrant and all that? What year was that? Was that 2011 or something?
2009.
That was 2009 when that happened?
Yeah. Thanksgiving. Yeah.
He won one, two, three. He won five times that year and had a bunch of seconds.
Right. I mean, but no majors.
In 2009, no.
Yeah, because his last major was that one.
I always thought that Tiger injured the knee, not before the round, but it happened when he hit a ball while standing on the cart path.
And his, I'm sure like, knee it contributed gave out. To it. Yeah, but he also said that all these injuries were from when he was doing all the SEAL training. Remember all that? He was jumping out of airplanes. He was running with weighted vests. He was getting up at 6 a.m., working, running, playing 36, and then working out again. Yeah. You know, it just like a maniac.
It sounds like Hicks' dream.
Hopefully he was streaming the junk, so he's waking up at 6 a.m. Wish he would have done that.
So anyway, I just thought it was interesting. It's sad because he said that Torrey was obviously one of those tournaments that Tiger was insistent on playing. And he said it wasn't because he particularly liked Torrey, or he knew he could win there, right? So yeah. Imagine how Tiger must be feeling this week. You know, there was a story that went viral that what network is covering the Open? Which network is it?
CBS?
Is it CBS?
It?
I can't remember. CBS asked if he wanted to do like an intro or something for Torrey this year, and he turned it down. And he just didn't want to be involved. They asked him if he wanted to do something with the tournament broadcast-wise, and he just didn't want. And you can imagine why. He's got to be livid that he's in this spot. He's been gunning for this tournament to play again at Torrey because he plays well there for years.
Well, yeah. Tell him to stop taking pictures of his junk when he's driving.
Well, I don't think that's what he was doing. I don't think that's what he was doing.
Isn't the U.S. Open always NBC? Did
yes,
they change?
NBC and Golf Channel are covering it.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. So not NBC. CBS. NBC asked if he wanted to help with the broadcast, and he turned him down. Well, I understand why. He's got to be livid. Not only is he going to miss like four majors this year, whatever it is, whatever he ends up missing.
Yeah.
But he's missing Torrey.
I guarantee you he was pissed, too, when Phil, at 50, is winning the PGA.
See, I don't know that he would be pissed about that. I think that would show him that he still has time. Yeah. That's the way I look at it.
It probably irks him a little bit just because it's Phil. But
maybe. But I think that they have, you know, it's like Connors and McEnroe. They were huge rivals, and then towards the end, they kind of were buddies. Mm-hmm. I think that's how I see that relationship. Maybe that's how Brooks and Bryson will be. You know, in 10 years when those guys are...
I don't know, man. They seem pretty lick at each other.
Now, the pairings come out today,
I was just getting ready to ask that, if they come out today.
Well, it's either today or tomorrow. Sometimes it's the day before the tournament starts, but I would think it would come out today. So it'll be interesting to see if the USGA puts Brooks and Bryson
together. I mean, if they're smart, they have to do it.
That's the move,
right? I would think so, yeah.
I mean...
I'll be disappointed if they don't.
Everyone, if you want people talking about golf, you better do it.
Yeah. But maybe it's too much of a circus. Maybe they're going to say, you know what, this is too much.
Yeah, we're going to get too much attention and too much
to a sport that everyone hates. Yeah.
Who wants those?
Right. Well, I have to admit, normally I'm a big Golf Channel mark of the week of the major. I didn't watch any of the Golf Channel. Are they already out there?
Oh, yeah.
They're out
location
at Torrey.
And everything?
Live
from?
Oh, yeah.
So today I'll get into it. Today I'll get into it. So
it just looks beautiful out there.
Well, it is. I played north and south.
One of the big stories yesterday was the fact that apparently Jordan Spieth was carrying his golf bag and twisted his ankle. So he's wearing a brace on his right ankle. It didn't look like he was limping, but that was one of the big side stories yesterday, that Spieth had an injury.
See, Cakes, walking is taxing in golf.
Yeah, I'm sure it's taxing. You're not going to get me to move off of my my
Someone
position.
Someone please invite him out to Washington Golf.
I've already been invited. I just don't know if I want to waste 6 hours of another day playing golf, lugging a bag around.
But walking up about 47,000 feet.
Even though it couldn't be any easier.
Right. That's why I guarantee you won't say that. And if you say that, you'll be lying. But I want you to go out there, carry your own bag,
with
a bunch of balls.
Maybe
in
it's not the easiest thing ever. I'll just frame it this way. It's very doable. It's not that big of an ask.
Of course it's doable. You're not going to die, but it's not easy.
Cakes, you were dragging ass yesterday.
I was fine.
Now, was he dragging ass?
He was. That may be because he had four breakfast burritos before the round started.
Okay, first of all, this is slander from Drag a T-shirt. I had a plate that was this big, which was 75% fruit and one burrito, which I took three bites of. And then threw in the trash. I do like the exaggeration.
How many
draft
did you
t-shirt.
Have, Drabby?
I actually had none because I got there late.
Did get there late. Yes.
A little birdie told me that Cakes had it.
What was the lunch? What was it served?
Lunch was burgers and dogs.
Yeah,
at the
grill.
Right. Okay.
Did anybody have any?
Of course.
I had a dog.
Of course, I had a dog with mustard.
Turned down a hamburger and cookies.
Yeah, of course not.
The best cookies in the world.
And potato chips.
So soft.
Who would turn that down?
Was it like a big soft chocolate chip?
Oh yeah.
I mean, so soft.
I haven't had one of those in so long.
It tasted like cookie dough.
It was soft,
Like raw cookie dough.
When you put it in your cart for like an hour, and it just melted a little bit more. So good. So delicious.
I've had these cookies that's in a little container in my house for a few days now since we had people over.
Yeah.
And I've just been so tempted to eat it. It's taking the strength of 10 men to not do it. Maybe I'll just do it today.
Look at Drab chalking me up for 4 burritos. I've got my eyes on you for next year, my friend.
That's what I heard.
Well, you heard wrong, my friend.
You guys ever have angel food cake? You guys
yes,
ever have
it's
that?
Delicious
is that
and moist and light and fluffy.
My mom used to make that all the time.
Of course she made it. She's not going to make devil's food cake. She makes angel's right. food cake. Mrs. Bickle, of course.
No, but I mean, honestly, I don't
it's
know many
so
others that make that. Did your parents ever make angel food cake? Did your mom ever make
it? I've had it many times.
I can't remember if my mom
made it. I think my mom made it.
Yeah. Well, we have some of that. I'm dying to eat it.
My mom
house.
Makes silly pumpkin
Is it better
bread.
Than the Lace Delice?
No, it's not better than Lace Delice. But I haven't had angel food cake in probably 10 years.
So you have it at the house?
I have 2 slices that are just sitting there in a container, and I actually just want to face dive in it.
Well, why don't you crush it when you get home?
Because I'm trying to
keto.
Watch,
hey.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Jason's coming back in studio soon, next week.
Yeah.
The day that all four of you guys are back in studio, can you get a Trace Delice cake in here?
It's not Trace Delice.
Whatever it is.
It's a Lay Delice.
Lay Delice.
Just call it the Delish.
Okay.
Trace Delish.
A little celebration.
We'll have a little party.
You want a chocolate raspberry from
the right,
I want, I want the cake that you've been
you
talking
what,
about.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to call and try to big time over there and
Ooh,
order one.
Get one
and see, say you're from the radio station and see what see, because they're always so nice to me. But I'll spend $250 and they give me like a cookie.
I can't believe
and
how many.
Always,
hold on.
They always thank me for all the radio.
It's so many matches.
Right. I can't believe how many. You know how much free pub they've gotten over the last year.
I know, but they're like Italian. They're
old school.
They're like old school, like. Real like Italian or whatever they are, and
I think they're Italian.
In other words, I'm
real like
say,
Italian.
No, what I'm trying to say is they're not like in the culture, and so I think it's lost on them. Like if they don't listen to it, people tell them.
Yeah, but how many times have we?
They don't know how valuable it is. They have no concept, is what I'm trying to say.
Well, someone needs to tell them.
They're Italians making Italian. French cakes. What's happening over here?
I guess what are they French? I don't know what they are. They
it
look Italian.
French.
Maybe they're French. I can't tell. I don't know the difference.
Hey,
I'm not good at
that. Will you do that, though? That's a great idea by Drab.
Yes.
Drabby,
you call and say, I'm calling from the Junkies. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
all right.
Like,
how big?
Like,
can
like,
I say your name?
You're my guy or something.
Can I say your name?
100%.
The Bickles.
Yeah, from Eric Bickle.
He's going to charge me $200.
No, just say, I don't know. Just,
explain how radio works. Okay?
Free cake.
Can we get a cake? Can we get a cake? We'll mention you guys on the
Hey, you know what? Here's what you can do. Petty cash it and send it to Odyssey and let them pay for it.
Those days
because
are
they'll
over.
Reject it. They'll
those
reject
days are done.
It.
But yeah, we can do that. What day? When are we all going to be? Like, JP, but
next
is
week.
It cakes going to be off?
I'm
next
off.
Week or
yeah,
next
I gotta
week?
Look at the schedule.
Oh, we gotta
figure it out.
We're all going to be together like in September.
Yeah, we're
summer.
You know what? Oh, week one, Washington. Who are they playing? Washington.
The Chargers.
The Chargers. See,
whenever
that's when
that
we'll do
is,
it. That'll be the celebration.
Chocolate raspberry.
That'll be the celebration.
And we can maybe some booze too. Why not?
Sure.
Yeah. Champagne.
Love it.
Yeah. Let's do it.
All right, sized.
All right, we come back. We'll get into EB's entertainment page. What celebrity has a new $1.6 million smile? We'll tell you next here on The Fan.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Welcome back to the show. Junk's on 106.7 The Fan and NBC Sports Washington. It's time now for the EP, which is brought to you by Wave Soda, which is awesome. Super simple, just bubbly water. Splash of real juice, a little bit of caffeine in there for you. It's unsweetened, no stevia or artificial sweeteners. Just a clean finish, just 2 to 6 grams of sugar, 15 to 25 calories per can. It's delicious. Enter our code JUNKIES for 15% off at wavesoda.com.
By the way, I want to give you guys a Squeakers Court update, maybe next segment.
That sounds perfect.
I'm sure I'll get joned on, especially by Bickle.
I can't wait for that. All right, so we'll do that around 8:45-ish.
Yeah.
Cakes mentioned it. What celebrity you guys care to guess? The story went viral. He's got a new $1.6 million new smile.
Wow.
Complete with...
That is a lot of dough to spend on your teeth.
Diamond fangs, Cakes.
Okay. Well, that now I guess it makes sense.
Right. It's not like just like pearly whites that are silly.
Yeah.
He's got diamond fangs.
It's got to be a rapper.
Valued at $1.6 million, a total of 12 carats for the diamonds in his teeth.
Are we supposed to guess who this is?
Yeah, you want to get? You, would you guess. Care to guess?
Jason, you go first.
I'll say this. I'll give you a hint. I actually like this artist.
All right, so it's a rapper. I'm going to say it's Drake.
All right, you like him.
Because he likes Drake.
He does like Drake.
I don't think
it's Drake. I'm going to go Post Malone.
Post Malone, you got it.
That's your
guy. Kid's been on fire lately. I think he's been cheating.
Not cheating. No.
He saw the story
he's
somewhere.
He's got the last few
of you gave me a hint that you like Post Malone. I knew you like Post.
I do. I mean, he's
it sounds like a move he would
make.
He
got something last week, I remember.
Kate Hudson, I'm
he
silly.
He got my Kate Hudson.
Just silly. That's
with the hour-long sex.
I wish his putting was this silly.
I know. I wish it was, too.
It's not.
I don't think you're ever going to get good putting out of me, Valdez. It's just not going to happen.
All right. This story is just ridiculous. And I bring this up because, I mean, some of us here are huge Howard Stern fans,
mm-hmm.
and this is just going to make, this is going to tilt the producers maybe. Did you see that, or hear, that Baba Booey, Baba Booey put his $3.2 million mansion on the market for sale.
I'll live in Greenwich.
Yeah.
Connecticut?
Yeah, he lives in Greenwich, Connecticut.
You have a good Baba Booey.
Thank you.
Baba Booey, Ghirardelli Abate, is selling his $3.2 million mansion.
I hope I get multiple
Jason,
offers,
Jason, he's got 7,683 square feet. You think you're a baller.
In Connecticut? You
yes.
Said
insider. Yeah.
Hey, do you have pictures of it?
Radio there are insider. Some pictures, yes.
Yeah,
I see it.
You've seen his media room before.
Can I show you my wall of vinyl?
Oh, his basement is silly.
Sure right? Is.
Yeah.
So when are you going to put your $3 million home for sale, Drabby?
I love his porch.
Huh?
God, his porch is money.
He has a money front porch. But I'll say this. We have a lot of people in our neighborhood, you know, that have nice porches like that or whatever. I never see people on their porch.
I don't know what they're doing.
I'm always on my porch. You're on your front porch?
Always.
I never see people on their front
I'm always
porch.
On, I'm either on my front porch or my screened in. If I'm on the screened in, I'm watching TV. But if I'm on the front porch, I'm...
You're people watching?
I'm people watching. My dog's right next to me chilling, and I'm having a glass of wine, and I'm watching a storm come through.
I'd love to have a front porch. I don't have one. In my house, it would be kind of weird, but I'm sure that architecturally there's a way we could come up with one. But I never see people on their front porch. Now, I'm on my back deck now all the time in my patio.
You go into your hot tub when it's 92 degrees.
Yes, I'm outside all the time, but not front porch. I feel like people like to be more private. So they have these beautiful porches, but they don't use them.
Usually in the backyard, though.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I
So why is he selling? Where is he going?
I'm guessing, dude, a lot of people are selling just because
they can make some cash.
Yeah. I mean, the market is literally on fire. This thing could probably sell.
Believe me, you think I haven't thought about it a million times?
Yeah.
But my wife won't do it.
What, and everyone is just downsizing?
They're either downsizing
or they're renting.
Or they're just moving to a less expensive, or this is their big chance to...
The house does not include my Gary puppet.
No, I know a lot
my
of Gary
insider.
Radio insider.
Sorry.
Yeah.
I get sight.
It does suck, though, because if you have to stay in the same area, you're still kind of screwed.
Right, because
you can
if
only
you sell
really take
high,
advantage
you're going
to
buy high. Yes.
If you move
Radio
into a less
insider.
Expensive,
I don't
maybe
need
you're
all,
move into a less expensive.
I don't need all this room to make my songs. I would bring to a deserted island.
Yeah, I mean, I think Baba Booey's kids are all grown up, right?
Yeah, Lucas,
Lucas, the DJ or whatever, one of them. Does he have two kids?
Yes,
I think he doesn't need 7,000 square feet.
No. Of course he doesn't.
It's almost 8,000 square feet.
Hang out with John Hine. And
yeah.
Cakes.
Do
you're,
the wrap-up show?
You're slaying me right now.
Slaying the P1s.
Yeah.
All the Stern P1s.
So anyway, I thought you boys would be interested in that. Baba Booey has got a $3.2 million mansion that he's putting on the market. And by the way, he'll probably get more than that.
Right.
Most people I know, they're getting like $100K more than what they put their house up for sale.
And the other end of the spectrum, Drabs has a GoFundMe for his hospital bills.
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
His house is worth 10 times as much as mine.
It's unbelievable.
Isn't that unbelievable? Tells you.
You don't know how many times I talk to my wife about moving, but she refuses to rent. And she says, where are we going to go? Because if we sell, we're going to buy high. I said, I don't care. I just want to put money in the bank.
You just want to bank that cash.
I just want to see it in the bank. I want to see it wired to me. And then, we'll worry about the next mortgage when that happens.
Speaking of selling, Elon Musk, who I've decided I don't like. I'm not an Elon guy. I was always on the fence with Elon. But with all his manipulation of Bitcoin lately, that's tilting me. No, shut up already. He said about a year ago that he was selling all his possessions.
Okay.
Well, apparently he wasn't lying. He is now finally selling off his last home in San Francisco for $37.5 million. I don't know what he, I guess obviously he's just going to rent and, no interest in buying. Is he still currently the richest man in the world or is he just?
I think that's Bezos, but I could be wrong.
Wasn't he at one point?
Now I get to look at the list.
When Tesla was that high, wasn't he the richest guy in the world? Plus, didn't Bezos have to give a bunch of his cash to his
wife? I see Bezos
wife?
Still above Musk.
But Musk is right there.
He's second.
Ooh,
actually,
but do you have the world's real-time billionaires list?
Because
that's what I have.
Who's Bernard Arnault?
I believe.
Car guy?
It might be a cosmetics empire. I'll have to double-check that.
I see him as one.
Oh, no. Head of, is it Moet Hennessy Louis Vuitton?
Okay. Oh, really? Well, I see him as one real time.
Wow.
He's one of the world's ultimate tastemakers, oversees an empire of 70 brands, including Louis Vuitton and Sephora. I mean, he's just got such dumb money.
I see Bezos kind of trouncing Musk by about 40 billion.
So here in the article, they have Musk with an estimated net worth of 185 billion. Is that in the range that see?
Real time is 155.
Okay. So anyway, Elon Musk selling his last home for $37.5 million. If you want to buy it, you don't even go to a realtor. You go directly to Elon.
If you want to buy it.
If you want to buy it.
Who's in the market to buy that property?
Your girl, Caroline Wozniacki, she gave birth to a baby girl. Do you know who her husband is, Jason?
I do not.
I'm sure you've read this before. The retired tennis pro and her former NBA player husband, 38 years old, former New York Knick, David Lee.
David Lee from Florida.
Right. That's right. He's a Gator.
Yes. They have a child together. Ben Affleck and J-Lo, they're making it more official than ever. They were photographed kissing for the first time, Cakes. Lopez, 51, and Affleck, 48, apparently were kissing during dinner at Nobu in Malibu.
Nobu's so good.
If you're Ben Affleck and J-Lo, why do you go to, the most pop? You just want to be seen?
Because they're narcissists, Ricky.
Yeah.
That's why.
ADs.
The ADs must be strong. Kendall Jenner.
I can only imagine how expensive the Nobu in Malibu is.
Oh.
What was the last time, Jason, you and Teresa made out at dinner?
Made
at dinner?
Out?
That's what they did.
Actually, tongued each other.
Canoodling.
Ben Affleck and J-Lo were smooching. They described it as smooching.
Smooches lurch.
Right.
Smooches lurch.
Never happened.
Normal people don't make out at dinner. They just don't.
Well, hold on. Was it a makeout session or did he just kiss
her? They said they were photographed kissing for the first time. Is an image of it. I mean, it looks kind of like a nice kiss.
Right. You're exaggerating that they were making out.
Well, I mean, it looks like a nice kiss. I mean, she's putting her hand on his face.
Right. I'd be more worried about pummeling my filet. Right.
Can we get our money back?
Not at Nobu.
Can we get our money back, by the way, for the stupid tourist trap lunch we did at the Phil Ivy in L.A. years ago? What a waste. I think I paid $25 for a salad. Let me correct that. CBS Radio paid $25 for an overpriced salad.
That's what we did.
No celebrities to be seen anywhere.
They didn't care. They didn't think twice about reimbursing you.
That's true. It's a good point.
They didn't give you a hard time. That's for sure.
Like other companies would.
Right. That's when we went out for the NBC event.
Yes.
And Jason was flirting with the chick from The Office.
Malora Hardin. Yeah.
And that's when Christian Slater, stood on the couch. You remember that actually is a real thing that happened?
He's about my height. Let's go easy here on the short guy stuff.
I think he was intimidated that most of us were taller than him.
Maybe.
Certainly Jason
was. Everybody in the whole building was.
I'm going to look up his height.
I mean, those are the radio heydays.
Oh, yeah. That's true.
And that's when we walked the red carpet, and literally you would have thought the paparazzi went on strike. Not one guy took a picture of us.
Right. Well, why would they?
Right. They had no idea who these four idiots were.
He's listed at 5'9". No chance. Which means he's probably 5'6.5" or 5'7".
Right.
Yeah, he's no way he's 5'9".
Right. And then with the one, but we did bond with him. Like Christian Slater, like we bonded with him. It was a good bit.
What was the guy's name who I was, when I was flirting with Malora Hardin, he wasn't happy?
Creed Bratton.
Yeah, a couple guys were bitter. Yeah, he was bitter.
He was bitter.
Yeah.
I saw Jenna Fischer eyeing me up and down at least twice.
She was giving you the hairy eyeball.
100% true.
Maybe.
Yeah, I believe it.
She was butt size for the papa.
And then we had that guy, though. JP would remember the name. Remember he was kind of hot for a while. He had a couple sitcoms.
Michael O'Malley.
Yeah. Michael O'Malley was a good dude. Whatever happened to him?
What was his name on ESPN? Didn't he have a different name? Or am I conflating him with somebody else?
You might be. I don't know. I don't know much about him. All I know is that we interviewed him, and he was a normal, good dude.
Great guy.
Then I don't know what happened to him. Does he just do, like, stand-up now? He's having his own show, freaking Michael O'Malley show. What happened to him?
The shows go away.
Yeah.
Things happen.
No, let's see. He was doing...
He was a good dude.
He's in something called Snowpiercer now.
Okay.
That's a show on TNT. It's like a sci-fi. EB's butt size for it.
So he's not even he's not even doing comedy?
I don't know. He's branching out.
I think that's the same.
I'm sure it's the same guy. I'm sure it is. Yeah.
And that's wasn't he from Boston?
I believe so.
Yeah. Yes. Pretty sure.
And that's when Brett had us go on all of the different hot spots.
We
went to Ledoux. I think we got turned down.
We're going to Ketchup. It's Ashton Kutcher's restaurant.
He was in
different sorts of ketchup.
He was in My Name Is Earl and my boy Greg Garcia.
Yes.
My wife and Greg's wife are very good friends.
Yes.
He was the creator of that show.
Right.
Yeah.
We should have money.
We should have hung out with Greg.
I know.
I hung out with Greg in his house in Malibu.
Right.
I'm sure it's very nice.
Actually, it wasn't Malibu. It was Hidden Hills.
All right. When we come back, Squeaker's Court is going to be in the session. Jason is going to get grilled by the Peanut Gallery. We'll do that next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Selling a little or a lot?
Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll be joined by John Kuhn, former Packers fullback. He's the co-host of 9 to Noon on The Game in Milwaukee. Close friend of Aaron Rodgers. Try to get some skinny out of him.
He's not going to give us anything.
Try to pry something out of him. So that's coming up at 9.
Any private conversations he's got.
No, of course not. But I haven't been following him. But Drabby or Valdez or somebody was saying that he's going around. Was he doing a bunch of interviews talking about it? Is that what he's doing? Or he's going on social media?
He has done a bunch of interviews, but I think he is good friends with Aaron Rodgers. Pretty sure that's...
And can you just tease us? Like, is he saying he thinks this is going to be fixable, or...
We'll have to find out.
No, but come on.
I don't know.
He hasn't heard him say that.
Okay.
He'll be on the show in 15
minutes.
We're
going to ask him that,
though. We can ask him ourselves.
I guess he said back in May that it is fixable, but that was...
That was in
30 days ago.
Right.
Yeah. By the way, Cakes, my buddy Anthony Woods is the GM over at Priority Toyota in Springfield. He's from Vegas.
Okay.
And he's a huge hockey fan.
Right.
And he texted me this morning. He said, my Golden Knights look pretty good.
They did
and I
look
said,
good
if
last
you
night.
Say so, because I don't even know where they stand in whatever series
yeah,
they're
we're
in.
But one just, zippy on Montreal.
Yeah, I was going to say, I just looked it up. They pummeled Montreal 4-1, so they're up 1-0.
Yep.
In that finals, that conference final.
Mm-hmm.
And then I looked in the other one, and of course, it's Trotsky.
I know. The Islanders up 1-0.
And it just gets me salty because Trotsky might go back to the cup finals, and the Golden Knights might go back to the cup finals.
I know.
And TJ Oshie and Kuzi and all the boys are just playing golf every day.
Yep. They're just chilling.
Yeah, it just gets me bitter.
Surprised we didn't see him yesterday at the charity foursomes.
You know, I'm going to be in Vegas in like 2 weeks. You know that? For like a week, Jason.
Where are you staying?
We're staying at what they now call, what is
Park
it?
Park MGM.
Park MGM, which actually used to be the Monte Carlo.
That's correct. It's been rebranded.
Oh, I guarantee it's been. I bet it's been refurbished, too.
They took the world's biggest bucket filled with money and poured it into it to redo it.
Yeah. I don't think it'll be nice. I'm sure it's fine. You know, everything there is decent. It's not
Will you
like
play
the
some
caliber.
Poker? Will you play poker
I don't know.
Or
it's a good
blackjack
question.
Or what will you do? No, you won't play blackjack. You're not a blackjack player.
I don't like to play blackjack unless I'm just like with a bunch of guys.
Will you place wagers at the sports book?
I could do that online. I mean, I don't, you know, things have changed. But I do wonder, should I go? I can't just play poker for an hour. If I go, I'm going to want to play for like 6 hours.
Yeah, you need to settle in.
Yeah.
Well, yes. I assume you're going out there for
going with my wife and with my daughter for nationals. But,
right. So I assume there are other parents, fathers that will gamble.
Yeah, that's
of your teammates.
Yeah, I don't know. This group of parents, I don't know that well.
Okay.
Because of COVID and everything, and this, you know, she's 12. I just haven't gotten to know this group of parents.
Yeah, but there might be a couple like throw it around a little bit.
Yeah.
Could be.
Yeah, I might.
Valdez, can you cue up the Squeakers Court music? Because we need to get to this from Jason.
Oh, okay.
So Squeakers Court from Jason.
It's in session.
So this is
June 15, 2021.
This is the People's Court music is what we use?
Squeakers Court music.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, they stole it from us.
Right, right. All right, so what happened?
So yesterday was, you guys were teeing it up at the Purple Heart. Mm-hmm. It was very warm, but I wanted to go out and hit balls.
Okay.
So, and I've told you I've done this before.
Oh, you did your bit.
So instead of going to the driving range that's closer to my house at the Muni, which is at Brambleton.
Why do you not do that? Because you feel like it's nubby, or you're just trying to save $10?
Well, I mean, you got to pay. Yeah, it's 10 or 12 bucks, whatever, for a big bucket.
Yeah.
And it's not as nice as a private course,
sure.
Obviously. So I drive 7 miles to River Creek. And I go and I text my man over there and say, hey, do you mind if I come hit balls? He says, no problem. So I went over there. So I avoided paying the 10 to 12 bucks on the bucket.
You're such a squeaker.
Yeah. But that's not what I want to talk about.
Okay.
All right.
So there's my glove.
Just the tip of the iceberg.
My glove was old and it was ripping, so I needed a new glove. So I drove, after I hit balls, I drove up to the clubhouse, and I went in, and I told the girl I need a new glove. Can I buy a glove if I'm not a member? She said,
yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
So I went over to the glove section.
Yeah.
And I saw that, I like the FootJoy gloves, but it was $26.
Ooh.
Oh.
So I slapped down my debit card.
Yeah.
And I paid for it.
Right.
And then I realized.
Begrudgingly.
Oh, 26 bucks for a glove. Yeah. Such an upcharge. Such a private club upcharge.
I think Drab got his glove hair steamer for like $4.
You got your glove at Harry's?
I was sized.
How?
Yeah. At the checkout where the Reese's candy is and all that, and Snickers.
They have golf gloves?
I looked down and they had this brand called Zero Friction, and they had golf gloves and tees and balls. I scooped it all up 50% off.
Harry, Harris, green balls, no dimples. Yeah.
Harris English Teeter.
Good golf zing.
The balls were silly, and they flew off the tee. Yeah, I think they were illegal.
Yeah, but illegal.
Oh, is that what it was?
Kind of like my driver head. Yeah.
By the way, I know Jason.
They flew into the woods.
I know Jason wants to finish his squeakers story, but it reminded me that Cakes has the biggest golf glove in the world.
He does?
For his tiny, delicate
hand. First of all,
triple XL.
First of all, this is an average-sized male hand.
Right.
And I wear a large to XL glove. What do you want from
you
me?
Wear a
He wears an Andre the Giant type glove.
those
you know
are.
What? I'll bring in the glove tomorrow. I'll do a fitting on air to prove to everybody.
Yeah, do an O.J. Simpson fitting.
I'll put it on right here.
I mean, you have to see it. It is so droopy on his hand.
Well, I believe it. I've seen his pants.
What are we talking about here?
Oh, yeah.
Jason, the glove's supposed to be nice and tight and form-fitting and everything. Yeah. And this is...
Big-ass pants, big-ass...
You know what it looks like? It
the
looks
length
like,
over the knees.
Cakes looks like he's going to a ball in England, and he has like those really long gloves that you wear to your elbow.
I'm going to bring the glove in.
Cinderella's glove was smaller.
Yeah, he has Cinderella's glove on his hand.
Slander! There's so much slander.
While he's hitting
today.
A worm burner.
How big were his shorts?
Oh, they came down mid calf.
We don't know. I think they're new. They look brand new.
He said I was a Chris Webber from the Fab Five, basically.
That's so funny. Anyway, so Bickle, what I did was, I bought the glove for 26. Right, and she gave me the receipt. And I turned around, and there was a big basket full of tailor-made gloves, and it said $9.
Oh, yeah.
And I asked myself, how did I miss this?
Right.
So
you said, no, I want to return this one and get
this
one?
No. I didn't do it. I was too embarrassed to do it right away. I'm going back today to hit balls again. And I'm going to return the FootJoy glove and buy the TaylorMade glove.
Have you already used the FootJoy glove?
I haven't used it yet.
Oh, it's still.
I bought it on the way out.
I can't wait to bring my perfectly fitting glove in tomorrow to show everybody.
I know what Jason's doing.
What?
He's talking about this. So Scott hears it and has a big old box of gloves waiting for him when he walks in.
Yeah. You're probably right.
Is that what you're doing?
No.
You got red. You're getting a little bit. Your face is getting a little red.
No, I'm going to go and just save $17 on a glove. I think it's highway robbery to charge $26 for a FootJoy, I'm going to go back and buy the TaylorMade for $9.
Yeah, you should have. I mean, you did botch it.
I botched it.
Yeah.
I should have looked around. I should have asked her, are there cheaper gloves?
I always buy the cheapest glove because it's just a golf glove. Who cares?
You can't get cheaper than drabs.
So let me ask you this. Would you do that? Would you return the $26 glove and get the $9 glove?
No, I would just eat it. Because I'm too lazy. Because I don't care about $15 at the end of the day.
That's 17.
Because you're going to be dead. And what are you going to be? Diet zero? You're going to have extra money.
He's such a hypocrite because how many times has he complained about money in the last few shows? He's talking about his kids and their Amazon charges.
My kids just spent a lot of money, and money is an important thing. But I'm not gonna just go chase $10.
It all adds up.
Or $15.
It does add up. You're correct. Yeah, all right, when we come back, we'll be joined by John Kuhn, former Packers fullback. We'll get the latest on the Aaron Rodgers saga with him next here on The Fan.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.